Missionary killers are sentenced in a Filipino court. Christians in the U.S. are preparing to protect unborn human life. And Latino Christian students gather in Los Angeles to grow their witness. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's been some resolution to the 2001 hostage situation that resulted in the death of New Tribes Mission missionary Martin Burnham. A court in Manila Thursday sentenced 14 members of the Islamic militant group Abu Sayyaf to life in prison. Gracia Burnham, who was held hostage for more than a year with her husband before he died in the rescue that freed her, says the sentence is fair.
I just would like more than anything for these guys to hear the gospel of Jesus while they're in jail. I'm glad they weren't sentenced to death. I would love for them to hear about the forgiveness of Jesus.
Burnham thinks perhaps she'll be able to someday share that message.
I would love to go back and be able to visit with them and just talk with them through an interpreter. And most of all, get some literature in their language that talk about salvation.
Pray for the Burnham family during this difficult time of year. Next, Partners International recently hosted 30 Iranians for a Bible training conference outside their country. Now, such gatherings for Christians are prohibited by law within Iran. The 30 are part of a quiet Christian house church movement that's steadily growing despite persecution. The group was taught how to study and apply the Bible, a first for all of them. Please uphold the Iranian brothers and sisters in prayer as they get grounded in their faith. Pray they'd remain bold as they share what they've learned. You're listening to Mission Network News. Even though Haiti is witnessing a new spate of child kidnappings, the security issue hasn't directly had an impact on Hope Givers International. Hope Givers' Robbie Brumberg says their focus is on growth, especially for their orphanage.
We recently purchased a new building there for the orphanage, so we wanted to go make sure that the land purchase went well and that construction was going well there. They're putting a third-story roof on the building. They've got 31 children in the same building. Even though they haven't been able to move in yet, it's just so exciting to see that they're going to have some rooms of their own and a nice little space there.
Hope Givers is helping with a school and church in Wanament. They began supporting the children's home last year. Under the vision of Pastor Willie O'Joseph, there's more than the children's growth going on. There's hope, too.
They're singing praise and learning about God every single day, and every night they have a little Bible study, and they pray with each other. They pray for one another. It's a beautiful thing, kids learning about the Lord.
Meanwhile, Buckner International is looking forward to January 20th, Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. The day is set aside to lift up giving life to the unborn. Debbie Wynn explains how they're helping.
Buckner is working on providing materials to churches that might be interested on sermons they could give on Sanctity of Life Sunday, and also flyers that they can pass out to their congregation and church family members to, you know, really raise awareness.
Through their ministry and by raising awareness in January, they're helping individuals share Christ's love with women in need.
If they can turn to a friend and see the Lord working through that person to guide them. And Buckner works with women. They might not be Christian women, but we're here to serve those that are in a crisis. I think it's through our acts and working through them, we're showing the Lord's love and His desires.
Go to our website to find out more or get resources for your church. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Latino Fellowship is slated for December 27th through the 31st in Los Angeles, California. LaFeo 07 is a gathering of Latino college students who are eager to build on their unique culture and nurture a deeper relationship with God. Participants will also learn to develop evangelical witnessing communities on campus. Latino InterVarsity chapters exist at UCLA, UC Berkeley, UC Davis, and the University of Texas, El Paso. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.